starring Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Say, gang, there's some strange things in aviation these days. For instance, the McDonnell Banshee, a jet plane built for the Navy, kneels down. And it's really an amazing thing to see. When the planes taxi up to the parking space on an aircraft carrier, the nose wheel folds up into the fuselage so that the nose almost touches the deck. And that, in turn, allows the tail to stick up in the air. When the next plane taxis into position, the nose of the second plane will slide right under the first, allowing more ships to be parked in the space. Down in Tyler, Texas, there's a plane that's always tied down immediately after it touches the ground. It all started when the plane ran away. No kidding, that's exactly what happened. A student pilot started to crank up the engine one afternoon, and before he knew what was happening, the engine caught, the prop whirled, and the ship went sailing down the runway without a pilot. Now, almost as if someone is at the controls, the plane took off upwind and headed southeast over the horizon. Well, things started humming at the Tyler Airport. The field manager took off to take up the chase. Two other pilots dashed their ships and joined the hunt. And 15 miles away, the airport manager caught up with the runaway. But the plane wasn't ready to be brought down. The pilotless ship suddenly dove and then disappeared completely from view. After a long search, the runaway plane was finally found. It had flown 35 miles and landed safely in an open field, and the only damage, a bent landing gear. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Midnight, and the storm-swept ranch of Carlos Mendez at Cañada Verde is the scene of an impending battle to the death. Hop, Tank, and John Temple have succeeded in reaching Gail Nolan and young Christopher Cross, but are now trapped in a large barn surrounded by 15 fully armed men commanded by Otto Vogel. As Gail and Chris huddle together against the wall, the boys crouch near the window with Temple, watching the activity in the corral as lightning flickers a zigzag pattern overhead. The roll of thunder drums in their ears.
They're just standing around out there. What are they waiting for, anyhow?
They're getting organized, probably.
How much organization do you need? 15 against 3.
Vogel seems to be doing a lot of talking. Look. Look at him wave his arms.
Yeah. Hey, I just thought of something. Maybe the men won't do what he says. They're Mendez's boys, you know.
Yes, but if I figured Vogel right, he'll tell them we killed Mendez. That he just managed to escape.
Very likely, Hop.
Gosh, I wish they'd do something.
Hop.
This waiting has given me the creeps.
Well, enjoy it while you can, Tank. Once they start moving in, we'll have our hands full.
Hey, look, fellas. Are the guns dry, ready to fire?
Well, I checked the rifle, Hop. It's okay.
So's the 38, but I only got 6 shots.
Well, there are only 5 in my clip.
11 bullets against 15 fully armed men. Not very good odds.
Hop.
Yes, Chris?
I've got an idea. Why don't we hide under the bell?
Huh? Under the bell?
Well, sure. It's big enough for all of us, and we'd be covered on all sides. No bullets would ever go through the metal.
Hey, that is an idea.
Yeah, it sure is. It wouldn't work. How could you squeeze through that opening, for instance?
Well, then I'll stay outside, and you'll be protected at least.
No, Tank. We'd be backing ourselves into a corner with no possible chance of escape. Once Vogel and his men broke into the barn, why, we'd be caught like rats in a trap.
But he couldn't get at us.
He wouldn't have to, Chris. He could wait and starve us out.
Oh.
Sorry, Chris. No soap.
Hey, heads up. They're starting to move.
Here goes nothing.
Yeah, they're fanning out.
There are only 2 doors into this place. The main loading doors and the small side entrance we used.
That'll help some. We're right over the side door, and we can cover the big doors from the inside.
Yeah, but these walls ain't too thick. A bullet will cut them like a hot knife through butter.
Say, aren't those grain sacks down there?
Huh? Where? Oh, hey, yeah. They'd be as good as sandbags. Here, you take the 38. I'll bring some up.
Right, thanks.
Where are you going, Tank?
Get some of them grain sacks.
I'll help.
No, Chris, you stay put.
Oh, Hop, I want to help.
Isn't there anything we can do?
No, Gail, just stay undercover.
Hop, I feel so useless. There must be something.
Hop, they're getting close.
We better hold our fire. We can't afford to waste a single shot.
If I could pick off Vogel, we might break this thing up before it gets started.
I think he realizes that. Yeah, look at him. He's staying behind those men on the left. Nah, it's a bad angle shot.
They're opening up.
Hey, watch yourself, Johnny. Tank, hurry up with those sacks.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Range about 50 yards, Hop. They're coming in faster now.
One group circling around to the left. I think they'll hit the main doors.
I'll take care of them with a 38. You concentrate on the bunch in front.
Right. Hey, move over. Let me put the sacks in front of the window.
Oh, here. Good. Thanks.
Hey, the rain's getting sharper.
You better knock out the rest of that window so we won't be cut by flying glass.
Right, Hop. I'll get a couple more sacks. Hop, rain's down to about 25 yards now.
They're getting too close to miss.
Oh, I could have a field day if I had enough ammunition.
Listen, I'd rather not hurt any of them if it can be helped. Vogel's still playing it cute?
I don't see him anywhere. Must have gone around to the side with the other bunch. 20 yards and closing fast. Hop, if I'm going to do anything, I'll have to do it now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll see what happens if I wing a couple. Maybe it'll scare them off.
Oh, don't waste your shot.
At this range, I can't miss. There, I got one.
Hey, watch it, John.
I'm all right. I'll put him out of commission. Say, I'm pretty good.
But they're still coming.
Yeah, but not so fast. One more should do it.
Nice work. You made him break and run.
Hey, what's going on? I'm missing all the fun.
We've got to take care of the men coming around the side now.
Let me dump these sacks and I'll handle them.
Put them over there against the wall by Chris and Gale.
Good idea.
No, Hop, you need them.
We're okay on it.
Hey, listen, this wall wouldn't stop my spitball. You stay down behind
me. Hop, better watch the main doors. They may come through any second now.
I'm ready for them.
Is the door locked?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, then look out for a rush.
Give me a 38. I want some target practice, too.
Okay, fella, here. And watch that door.
You bet.
John, what are the ones we drove back doing?
They're just standing around. I'm trying to figure out what to do next, I guess.
Then we can forget them for a few minutes. Hey, what is the thing?
The door's moving down there. The door's moving. Then stand by. They're trying to sneak in.
They are, huh? I'll fix their wagon.
Remember, Tank, don't waste any lead.
I won't.
I'll ring the bell every time, I promise.
Hey, John.
What?
You better keep your eyes on the first bunch in case they try another rush.
Sure thing.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. Door stopped moving.
Someone's trying to sneak in.
Big dope. You think we're blind?
Wait, Tank. Okay, plug him, but only in the arm. Just disable him.
I'll get his gun arm.
Hurry up now before the next one comes through.
Here goes.
Good for you.
He ducked back out.
Just what we want. He'll let the others know they can't get away with anything.
Hop, look. He dropped the rifle just inside the door.
Hey, we can use that, all right.
I'll get it, Hop.
What?
Chris, come back here.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to get that rifle for Hop.
Chris, no.
Come back, kid. You'll get hurt.
I'm okay. Don't worry.
Chris, please. Hop, stop it.
Cover us, Tank. I'm going after him.
Check.
Chris, wait.
Crazy kid.
Hey, what's going on?
One of the men dropped a rifle by the door, and Chris went down to get it.
Uh-oh. Hey, it's right next to the opening. If they come back...
Yeah. That's what we're afraid of.
Chris, stay away from that door.
I've almost got it, Hop. You stay there.
Watch the door, Tank.
Yeah, you cover it, too.
Yeah, I am.
See? Look, I got it.
Look out!
Chris! They're rushing the door, Tank. Shoot!
Chris, get away from that door. Oh!
But they got him. No. He just fell.
But he's right in their line of fire.
Cover me, fellas. I'll kill him.
As John empties his rifle into the doorway, trying to keep Vogel's men back, and Tank pumps shot after shot out of the .38 revolver, Hop, running in a half crouch, sprints toward Chris, who is trying to regain his footing. Will he make it, or will the young boy's rash attempt to help Hop and Tank end in disaster? Well, we'll know in a moment, so stand by. Say, gang, today's our day for a few aviation stories, and here's another one. During the war, the Naval Air Station at Samar in the Philippines was a wonderful spot to operate from, if you like rain, that is, for it rains most of the time down there. As usual, during one of the afternoon downpours, a couple of Navy patrol bombers were caught in the storm. When the first plane arrived over the area, visibility was really very bad. However, the tower cleared the pilot for a low approach. They told him to land if he could see the runway. On the ground, they couldn't see the plane until suddenly there it was, touching the ground on one end of the landing strip. Well, everyone breathed a sigh of relief and turned to the ready room. Suddenly, the second plane flashed in to land at the other end of the same runway. The two ships thundered toward each other, and the spectators got ready for a big crash. Then the pilots of the two ships saw each other, but it was too late to do anything except turn the planes to the right and try to force them off the runway. Well, it's not the easiest thing in the world to turn 30 tons of plane within 5 seconds, but somehow when the two of them met in front of the tower, they had miraculously passed each other with maybe an inch to spare. Someone drove out to pick up the pilots, and he asked the pilot of the first plane just what he thought when he saw the other ship coming towards him. He said, I thought about the farmer who was plowing his field one day when he saw a train come roaring down the track. Then he looked in the other direction and saw another train speeding down the same track, headed for sure collision. Well, said the flyer, I said to myself just what that farmer said. What a way to run an Air Force. Say, you know, fellas and girls, aviation is pushing ahead on all fronts.
it offers a great career for young people. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Fighting off two attacks by Vogel's men, Hop, Tank, and Temple found themselves running low on ammunition. And when one of the men dropped his rifle inside the barn doorway, they saw an opportunity for reinforcement. However, before they could move, Chris dashed down the ladder from the hayloft and, stumbling in front of the open doorway, fell headlong directly into the line of fire. As Tank and John Temple emptied their guns into the doorway to keep Vogel's men back, Hop dashed forward to help the young boy.
Up on your feet, Chris, fast!
Keep shooting, John.
I can't, Tank. My gun's empty.
Oh, great. I only got 3 slugs left myself.
Hop's reached him. Oh, good.
Go on, Hop. Run.
We're okay now.
He's got the rifle, too.
Now hold your fire, fellas. Let me close this door.
Watch yourself.
Be careful, Hop.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Can you lock it?
Good. Nice work, fella. Come on back up here now.
Go ahead, Chris. Here, take the rifle with you.
Well, wait a minute. What are you going to do?
I'm going to poke around down here. Go on now.
Hey, what's Hop doing?
Hop, come back up here.
What's the idea?
Don't worry about me. Check that window. They may attack again.
Uh-oh, I forgot all about that.
Hey, Hop, what are you doing?
I've got an idea. I'll be back in a minute.
Great. Him and his ideas, they always mean trouble.
Here's the rifle, Tank.
Give it to John.
All right. Now, I'm sorry I caused you so much trouble. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, we know.
Chris, let's have that rifle.
I'll be right with you.
They coming back, John?
I think so. They're fanning out again.
They won't get through the main door so easy.
They've opened fire.
Hadn't we better call Hop back?
Yeah. Hey, Hop!
Hop!
Why didn't he answer?
Hop, where are you?
Hop!
Hey, they're coming fast. I'll need your help, Tank.
All right, coming.
What's happened to Hop?
Hey, what's that?
Came from the back of the barn.
That's where Hop went.
Oh, my gosh. Hop! Hop!
Please answer, Hop!
Hop! Where are you? Hop! Hop!
Hey, Tank, Gale, and young Chris call out frantically, the huge barn echoing their shots. But there's no answer. What has happened to the young pilot? Where is he? And what was that strange sound they heard? We'll know more in our next action-packed adventure, gang, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazines.